time. Wake up. Come. See.
It's time for our incredible host, Nicole Myers-Henderson show, and a transformative, holistic well-being and self-discovery journey today. Thank you everybody for calling today and welcome back Nicole Myers-Henderson. She is a renowned published author, consultant instructor, an integrative and holistic health advocate with a wealth of experience spanning over 3 decades, Nicole has dedicated her life to empowering individuals on their path to optimal well-being. Her areas of expertise encompass a deep appreciation for nature, animals, the magic of life, and the limitless power of the mind over matter. Nicole is a fervent believer in energy communication, self-healing, sensory mastery, remote viewing, the core science of intuition, and the incredible potential of natural remedies in facilitating profound healing from within. We invite you today to connect and call and have a conversation with Nicole Myers-Henderson. When we take your call, please provide us with your date of birth. You can omit the year, so just your day and month, and one question for her so she can connect very profound with you and give you that which you're looking for. And she's going to let us know about her special, her June special for everybody that is on the call. Anyone that is releasing and still June, you can take advantage of this promotion. So embrace the magic of holistic health and wellness with Nicole Myers-Henderson. Welcome, Nicole. So happy to have you here.
Thank you, Claudia. Hi, Daniel, and thank you, too. Thanks, everybody, for coming today. We have a full show, so I want to try to get to as many people as I can. But in reference to the June special, I'll extend it. Those who want, who have a question about their life, and it can be anything, just be mindful. It's what I can do within 15 minutes. However, I tend to go over anyway. I like to make sure that everybody's happy. I'll answer your questions via recording, either by video or handheld recorder, which I'll send to you when it's complete. If you'd like to order one of those, you can check the website. I know it's the end of the month. We may have deleted it. If it's not there, just shoot me an email or text message me. My phone number is on the site as well. It's easy to find me. Nicole M, as in Myers-Henderson.com. Form for See Infinitely is not ready yet. We're creating the training platform to increase intuitive abilities and empower people to tap into their own superpowers, so to speak. Everybody's got their own inner knowings, and often they don't pay attention to it. So the See Infinitely platform will not only be about teaching you to go deeper into trusting your intuition, but there will be a heal platform which guides you through self-healing. Most people that get involved and work with me are not totally complete or happy with modern-day healthcare, and they want to empower themselves to understand their body, the inner workings, and how they can better serve the 50-plus trillion cells that keep their bodies functioning. So if you're into holistic health, and you want to take control of your life, you want to empower yourself a little bit better, please feel free to connect with me there. The See Infinitely or See book, the title is going to change. However, the platform will stay the same. The See book taps into the science of intuition. So it goes into Einstein, unified field theory, and how everything's connected. If you're into that and you want to understand how the earth, nature, and everything around us communicates with those 50 plus trillion cells, then this book is for you. And my services, I may scale back on my services in order to do trainings and teachings and retreats. So if you want remote viewing services, that's listed on the website. If you want a private reading, whether it's an hour or whether you are fed up with your life and had it and you want to totally break free and start over anew from the inside out, they can take up to 4 hours. And that's usually for people who have had it with life. They want something new and better, and they don't want to live the old way. And then there might be a couple of other services on there. So you have to check the website to see what's available for now until we switch to the new platform. An update on some new and interesting things that are happening. Yesterday I met with Marilyn and Kim at Wellspring Farm, Wellspring and Gentry Farm. They're out in Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, and they have 100 acres of absolute beauty. They are remodeling, renewing, redoing, and they want to connect with people. So we're going to offer some meditations, retreats, music, festivals. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on. They are incredible people in a very beautiful place. It is a working farm. They have horses and other animals. So for those who have children that are, they feel are special, they know that their children are intuitive, and they want to develop, they want to help their kids develop those abilities and use them like maybe I do or many other intuitive practitioners do, then please get in touch with us and let us know you're interested in the Discovery program. This will be Discovery for kids, and we'll also have adult programs as well. So I don't want to waste any more time. I want to jump in and connect with the callers to begin answering questions, Claudia. So whenever you're ready.
Okay, we are ready. So now is your time to choose. Where do you want to travel to connect with your clients today? You want to go to California, Wisconsin, Connecticut, New York, Asheville, Colorado?
Let's go with, do you have an order of how people called in?
You want to go with the first one?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, so we're going to go with Wendy from California. Wendy, one question, please. Be very mindful. You cannot do a follow-up. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you very much. It's nice to meet you. And I have had home health care coming in for a while, and a lady by the name of Lene was here this month. She left me on the shower chair 45 minutes beyond the hour that I'm of my limits to do that. And then I thought I'd give her another chance. And so the next day she came back, and this time I had my cell phone, and I was already in about 40 minutes. And she was supposed to have told me when it was 30. So I asked her how long I'd been on the chair, and she said 15. And then I knew she was padding her paycheck at my risk of falling in the shower. So I notified the agency that she's not welcome back. And they sent her anyway on the 19th. And I refused to let her in because I was afraid of her. And then they also sent her on the 22nd. And I refused. And I had communicated not to send her. So now I'm in dispute. Claire is the owner, and she is stating that they're going to bill me anyway. My attorneys are willing to step in if necessary. I hope I don't need to involve them. But I will be speaking to Claire probably within the next week or maybe today. Will Claire agree that she will waive the 19th and the 22nd?
Okay, so it feels as if you really could use a healthcare advocate. If you don't want to use your attorney, to have a healthcare advocate that understands how these organizations are supposed to work, it feels like the best way to call Claire out is to have that healthcare advocate make that connection. So you are located in California. I don't think I have any friends or connections in California. I can put out a call to some of the other people I know. But I do have a friend in North Carolina that has spent her entire life in elder care advocacy and nursing homes, and she has programs that she's offered in that North Carolina area, North Carolina and New Jersey, sorry. So if you think you'd like to connect with her, then be sure to take down my phone number, 704-791-7638. Call me or text me after. I'll be sure to connect. Her name is Harriet Bonner, B-O-N-E-R, with Harriet, and see if she's available to have a consult with you to see if she can help you with this, okay? So it might be a good start to talk to a healthcare advocate to speak to Claire on your behalf to show that this is elder abuse, and that the woman, it may not be Claire per se, because it feels like Claire's going to take it personally. She's going to want to protect her business. So the other gal is really the one that's responsible. However, because Claire owns the company, it's going to impact her. So please remember, Claire might go to guns, so to speak, because she's trying to protect her company. So what we want to do is scale back on her anxiety and any fear she might have. And we want to get her to speak to a professional. So it shouldn't be you having those conversations with her from here on. Does that feel better?
And thank you, Wendy, for that. And please call the number that she just gave you so she can connect you with the help that you need. So thank you, Nicole. Yeah, sometimes we need to have someone advocate with us because communication one-on-one is no longer possible or the best interest, correct?
Correct, absolutely. So knowing that there are healthcare advocates out there that are willing to help guide you through the healthcare maze or any legal issues, sometimes it's more important to do that. If you don't want to go right to an attorney, then having someone speak on your behalf would be ideal.
And let us know how it goes, Wendy. Now we're going to go all the way to Mexico, and we're going to bring Ileana to the show.
Okay. Hi, Ileana.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you for being here. My question is, I have been single for several years now, and I want to know if you see any love relationship close in this, you know, in the future for me.
Okay. So if you don't mind giving me your birth date, Ileana?
It's December 1st, 1962.
Okay. Do me a favor. Take a nice, long, deep breath. You want to get some oxygen into that beautiful brain of yours and into your cells. Just imagine that you're just connecting with the earth, even though your feet may be on the floor or in shoes. Just imagine that you connect with the earth, the soil, the inner workings of the earth, Mother Nature. Okay?
Yes.
So the first thing that comes up is trust. And it feels as if there's more comfort in connecting with animals. So that leads me into looking at what the crux of the issue may be with trusting someone in your life. It does feel like you're ready to have a relationship, but there's something that's holding you back. So we're in June 2023. Well, the month that comes up is May. Okay. So actually it goes back in time. That's a surprise. May 1982. Where were you in 1982?
Oh my God. Here in Mexico.
Okay. And what was happening in your life? Were you in a relationship at that time? Because what I'm looking for is the trigger that may be causing the block to you entering into a relationship. Where were you? Who were you with? Or you don't have to say their name, but were you in relationship? Was there something going on in your life around relationships or business work?
I think I had, but not a really serious relationship at that time.
Okay, the word that comes through is self-sufficiency. So 1982, self-sufficiency, feeling like trying to be self-sufficient. So when if I'm looking for a trigger, what may be causing you or keeping you, blocking you from entering into a full-blown relationship, a committed relationship to somebody who's ready, you are, or in a way that you're ready for, that the words that come through that may be your block is the feeling of self-sufficient. So if you were to enter into a relationship, the feeling that comes through is somebody else potentially disempowering you, not being in support of you, maybe not being in support of you, maintaining your own voice, your own energy. And the other thing that comes to mind is being in relationship, walking through life hand in hand together, not one leading the other, but it being a balanced relationship. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So working on that, you might want to consider meditating or getting yourself a notebook and writing. This could be your new journal. And the topic would be self-sufficiency. What do I need to feel self-sufficient in my life and in a committed relationship? Okay. And then perhaps add a little bit more to that. And what you can add a little bit more of is what you're willing to allow a partner, a potential partner, to bring into your life. Okay, known as armadillo medicine. So what we do is we draw a circle on a piece of paper, and in the circle we write all the things that we want in a relationship, or all the things we want in a business, or all the things we want in life. On the outside of the circle, you'll write in all the things that you will allow other people to bring into your life, no matter what that is. And this way I used to do it, I would hang it on my wall so that I would keep track of what I'm allowing and what I'm letting hit me in the back of the head. Like, I'm setting healthy boundaries for myself. So armadillo medicine and animal totem speak, nature communications is using that animal totem to help me further define the nature of my relationships, what I'm willing to have, what I'm willing to give. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, honey, you take care of yourself.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Liana. So, and now, where do you want to go? We can go Wisconsin, Connecticut, New York, Asheville, Colorado.
Let's go to Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay. So, Lisa from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thank you so much.
You're welcome. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could help me with what my angels and guides or God most want me to serve me best in life right now to be doing.
Laughter. You need more laughter in your life. So what would that take? What must you have? What has to happen in your life to open that door to laughter and playfulness? And I'll give you an example. I had a friend ask me, what would tickle me more than anything? If I could spend my life in joy every day, what would that look like? And I said, I would give up everything else and I would do dolphin-human communication using telepathy. I'd laugh my butt off 24 hours a day just playing with the dolphins. So think about what it would take for you to laugh, like to truly enjoy this life. What do you feel like you need?
A good marriage.
Okay. What else?
My dog to be healthy. And me to be healthy.
Okay, so let's work on the dog and you to be healthy. There's a company that I've gotten involved in, and you can look up this information for yourself and do your research. There's plenty of scientific research there. It's STARTX, StardeX39now.com. StardeX39now.com. I am a distributor for the company. I've been involved in for 2 years. These are stem cell activation patches. They're not transdermal. They do not put anything into your body. There's little crystals in them that activate when it connects with the infrared energy in your body, which helps to trigger copper peptides, which help to birth new baby stem cells. So it's our body's way of rebooting itself. By the time we're 65 years old, 80% of our stem cells are dead. So do your research, look at that. So there's also patches for, it's called AccuLife. It's one of those patches that are for dogs and horses. You'll love them. They're incredible. And I won't be without them. Now, let's talk about marriage. When you say good marriage, let's get to the root of this issue. You say good. What is needed for you to have a good relationship? What do you feel like you have to have? And I can tell you the word that comes up for me, but I want to hear it from you.
Well, if he loved me, it would be nice, but he hasn't touched me or talked to me or anything for 30 years.
Okay. Excuse me. The word that came through was communication. Well, energy touching is also communication. But
yeah, he doesn't talk to me. That would be communication.
Okay. Well, so what's important here is what type of, like, if you want to have a relationship with him, what keeps you from reaching out to him? And listen to me. There are many different forms of communication. Excuse me while I get a drink of water. I'm going to cough myself silly for a sec. Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
So if you could use different forms of communication to reach out to him, why not write a letter? Why not tell him how you feel? Why not tell him what it is you're...
I've told him. I told him 30 years ago that he needed to touch me and talk to me, and he never did. And I've told him multiple times a plant would be dead with you. And I pretty much am.
Did you ask him why? Did you ask him to tell you why? Because there could be something else. I feel like he does know. He does know, and he just is ashamed to say it.
He doesn't love me, and he made a mistake.
I think that's easy to say. It's easy for him to say that. He's using that as an excuse to not go deeper and tell you what it is that's going on inside of him. So he'd rather you walk away from this relationship believing that it's you. He doesn't love you. He made a mistake. So you walk away taking the hit. So if you said, what is it? Is it that, okay, you don't love me, but I want to know you. We've known each other for 30-plus years. I want to know you better. Is there something else going on? Are you choosing the same gender type of relationship? But you have to go into conversations like that, not putting someone on guard. That means that you're unconditional in your communication. You're unconditionally loving them as a human being. You're not expecting them to return love or say or do anything that you are, any outcome you're lusting after. If you want to know him, then you let him feel safe in having a conversation with you, and don't expect that he's going to want to stay with you, be with you, or have that kind of relationship. It feels like he's afraid you're not going to understand him, you're going to judge him, you're going to criticize. So instead of you walking around feeling like you're carrying this load and that it's all you, he doesn't love you, oh, there's something wrong with me, why not own your own energy, let him own his own? And if you really want to know, just out and out, ask him.
Okay, I'll try again.
Yeah, life is too short to be walking around shouldering this. Taking responsibility for you and your own health, it may be. People tend to fall out of love when they see somebody spiraling down. So if it's your health, you're focused on something else, you're worried, but you're not, you want him to love you, but are you loving you? Are you giving yourself what you need?
He's been like this for 30 years. I mean, we had only been married a year when I said to him, you have to talk to me. What happened to you?
Well, being specific in your conversations with him, asking questions that may trigger him, I mean, it's not, as long as you feel safe in the conversation, it's not a bad thing to ask questions. But again, to have a conversation, do a dance with a human being like that, you have to stay out of judgment and truly want to understand them better. You've got a history together. Why not use it? Your best work is done right now in the here and now in your relationship. What you are meant to do in the world and who you are, like all your practice is right here in your face and has been for 30 years. So ask yourself, what have I been ignoring? And,
okay,
and chances are it's going to come back to you. If you've been ignoring you and you've been putting your energy in his basket, it's time to pull the energy back to your own. Start giving yourself what you need to be well, to take care of yourself. And don't worry about him for now. Take care of yourself first. All right?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, honey. You take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lisa. Okay, so where do you want to go now? We have sorry?
Asheville.
Okay. Mary from Asheville.
Hi, and thank you so much for all that you are and all that you do. I greatly appreciate you. I have my birth date's 10/13/1950. I have multiple health issues, and I just wanted to see if you could zoom in and see what needs to be addressed right now and what direction I need to take.
Okay, so Mary, thanks for coming today, and thanks for trusting us and being a part of the program. So interesting, a couple things. Your body definitely wants to communicate because it's like throwing three things at me in short order, trying to write them down. All right, so the first word that came through is ashamed. The next word that came through is inflamed. And the next word that came through, totally unexpectedly, was excommunicated. So I think what we ought to do is focus on that word excommunicated. When I say that word, what comes to mind? And it may not have to do with you, but what comes to mind when you mull that word over in your mind, excommunicated?
I can't think of anything, to be honest.
All right. Okay. The word that comes through is outcast. So where in your life, take a deep breath, and what we want is for all those cells inside of your body to communicate with us. And they do want to communicate, but they feel like they can't trust you. Don't feel bad about it. We often walk through life being mindful of that, you know, all that inner wisdom, that intuitive genius that lives inside of our body, that works these bodies 24/7, that doesn't need our conscious mind to interfere. It keeps the body alive, okay? So think about that inner genius that's in there working. Where in your life, if as you hear the word outcast, at what age, when we ask our body to communicate with us, to show us those old memories, what's connected to feeling as if you had been outcast at some point in your life? Could lead back to birth, could even take you back to a past life. Take a deep breath, please. And I'm feeling,
I can't really
go ahead.
I feel like I've been that way about all my life, really.
Okay. So the word that comes through is cancerous energy, but it feels like energy from outside of yourself, not inside of yourself. So it feels like, and in this case, when I feel that kind of cancerous-like energy, it makes me think of an empath. Somebody who's highly empathic, highly sensory, highly influenced by the energy and emotions of other people. And when you look out at the world, it's like you just feel like there's a bunch of little amoebas or electromagnetic frequencies punching holes in your spirit, soul, and body. Okay? So it feels like you have been, like you feel like you've been in at the whim and will of the tide of your life experiences. So ashamed and inflamed, when I think about health issues, it's that feeling of like not liking what's going on with health, body, what you see, wondering how to change it. Inflamed, I think about what you're putting into your body and how best to serve it. Again, you can, you owe it to yourself to just look. I'm not telling you to buy anything. I'm just telling you to look at the research. If you want to be well, you got to change your energy frequency. And one great way to do that is to work on a cellular level, which would be your stem cells. Start x39now.com and then reach out to me if you want to know more, 704-791-7638. I'm not going to try to sell you on it. I'm going to suggest you do your own research. There's great videos, testimonials. This company is like soaring high because it's helping so many people with so many health issues. But I think getting to the crux of what you understanding how sensitive you are to the energy of others and what's going on in the world, and then desensitize. What you want is to slow everything down. You got to find a state, find your inner peace. We create peace inwardly so that the rest of the world outside of us is peaceful too. So often if there's chaos within us, there's chaos outside of you, out in your environment. So peace in, peace out. If you're interested in working together, I'm happy to work with you. And if for some reason you need an extended session, you want to dig in and really get to the crux of things, let me know. The training platform where you can do your own inner work, I'll make it inexpensive enough for everybody to get in and play. And I'll have Zoom classes where we can do it in groups together, plus working out at Gentry Farms if you're around Tennessee. There'll be a lot of things going on in the next few months, Mary.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I'll be in touch.
You're welcome, honey. Yeah, slow everything down. Drink a lot of water. Make sure you hydrate.
And thank you,
Mary. Go ahead, Claudia.
Okay, so we now can go to Wisconsin, another Connecticut, New York, California, or Georgia.
Wisconsin, please.
Okay, so we're going with Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hello. I'm thinking it's time for me to look for another better, more suited, well-paying job. Do you see one?
Okay, well-paid job. Jill, what is your birth date, if you don't mind?
No, 12/17/1960.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. I see you writing, editing. I see you in deep contemplation, like when you're reading, you really get something out of what you read. So are you in the writing, authoring, editing field, publishing field at all?
No.
Okay. Have you ever thought of doing that?
When I was younger.
Well, often when we were younger, we knew what we wanted to be. We were better connected to source, and we were inspired and thriving on something that was just innate. And then often through life, we lose track of what we really feel when we really feel at our best, and we disregard those things and travel down the path that somebody else led us down. So perhaps looking into whether it's writing, editing, which part of that did you like most? Reading, editing, writing, or something else?
Maybe writing and editing.
Okay. So, and then look at your, what credentials you've acquired over the years. But there are ways to get involved. Get involved to help other people, helping other people write letters. I've had people contact me. I love to write, and I've had people, veterans with PTSD, ask me to write letters for them to the VA or to their doctors so that their doctors would better understand them, what they're going through. So there's so many different ways to connect with people and communicate and write and ways to help be of service. It does feel like you love being of service.
But yes.
Connecting with that side of yourself. Maybe consider, and I'll have some classes where we quantum jump back into the past to meet an aspect of ourselves that actually did follow through with that field of expertise. So that might be an option. Quantum jumping is really cool. We can go back to meet the aspect of ourselves that has done that work, and that aspect of self, that doppelganger, can tell us how it thrived in that industry, what it did, what it liked to focus on, and monetarily how successful it was in that field. So you can certainly, if you want a private session, just reach out to me and we can do that together. It doesn't take that long, and it's pretty exciting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care, honey.
So remember, Sheol, you can go to Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, MattyMaryHenderson.com, and find her contact information or her phone number. Replace this podcast to find more about her contact information. So, Nicole, if you may, we are going to go to New York, and we're going to bring a newcomer, Ashiel, to the show.
Great.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming today. And I didn't catch your name, and may I have
Ashiel.
Your birthday?
August 2nd, 69.
Oh, you have a birthday coming up. My birthday is August 3rd. So welcome, fellow Leo.
Thank you. My question is
1969 or 59?
Yeah, 69.
Okay, cool. Go ahead. What's your question?
Regarding my love life. I'm single, you know, and I'm looking. I'm interested in someone. I just started talking to that person just recently. You know, just short conversation. You know, we go to the same gym. So I'm curious, do you see anything coming out of it, or is this somebody else coming into my life?
Well, I think the thing to focus on right now is that there's an emotional energy around entering into relationships that could keep you from opening the door totally to, you know, falling in love, to allowing yourself, and I say falling in love, allowing yourself to share your life with someone. And there's this feeling of relationships being uneventful, like you want something. It feels like your energy is calling to have a partner in your life that has vibrant energy. I mean, I think we all kind of were inspired by those thoughts. However, we need to work on the pieces of the puzzle that lead to the energy that you're holding of a relationship being uneventful. What can we talk for a moment about the relationships you've seen other people have around you, or do you feel as if you've gone unfulfilled so far in your relationships?
I've been unfulfilled. You know, one of the reasons that I took some time off from dating, you know, I was alone for a few years, and now, you know, started again.
Yeah, I think, Ashiel, it's important for you to decide what it is. Like, if you were to look at the ideal relationship, and again, quantum jumping can come into play here, and we can try this technique right here online. Maybe our listeners would join in. They don't have to say anything, just use the same technique. Now, I want you to, are you ready? Do you want to try this?
Yeah.
Okay, take a deep breath. And I want you to close your eyes if you're in a good place to do that. If you're driving, don't do it. Take a deep breath. And what I want you to imagine or visualize is that you are, when we're quantum jumping, we're either standing on top of a mountain. We imagine that we are taking a leap in the air, and we're holding an intention in mind to meet the aspect of ourself that's already achieved, something that we'd like to achieve. So you can use the visualization of standing on a mountain and flying off like an eagle or a hawk or something. Or you can use the visualization of walking through layers of an onion, like you're walking through doors, or imagine you're walking down a hallway and there are many doors that you're walking through. So whichever one works for you. What we're doing is we're going to get to a doorway or get to a space where when we land or when we open that door, there's going to be that aspect of yourself that's already in that loving, inspired, empowered relationship. So take a deep breath.
and let's see if you can take a moment to get there. Tell me if you get through a doorway or you leap and you land and you see that aspect of yourself, I'd like for you to tell me what you see. Remember to breathe.
I open the door, and I see a lot of light, bright light, sunshine.
Okay, keep going. Walk, and what you want to do is you want to call out, and you don't have to say it out loud. You're thinking inwardly, or you're calling out into that space where all that light is. You're going to call out to yourself, the aspect of yourself. You just call him by name, Ashiel, and you say, I'm looking for the Ashiel that's already in this perfect, empowering, inspiring relationship. I want to talk to you. And let's see if he shows up.
Take your time. It's okay. And I am already picking up information, so don't feel pressed.
Yeah, I see a shadow.
Okay.
So it's okay, because what you want is for him to trust you. It's just, and you trusting him. You ask and just confirm within that realm, is he the you that's already in relationship? Tell me if you get a yes or a no. Okay. Now we're going to ask him to show you the relationship he's in. Ask him to open the door, and you can imagine that there is a veil or a curtain, and you imagine pushing it aside and stepping through. You step out of your preconceived notion that you're not going to be in a relationship, you're always going to be unfulfilled. You move that curtain aside and step through to be empowered. He's already done it. He's already done all the work. You'll have to do nothing but listen to him. And you can ask him, do I know this person that we're going to be, that you're in love with?
I'm going to maybe.
Maybe, okay. So what, I'll tell you what I'm getting, because we can, you and
yeah.
I can do some work on the side together if you're interested, but I can tell you what came up while you were in there. And what I was seeing, what your body, what your cells are calling out to, you're looking for playful, loving, giggling, laughing, but not like silly, stupid kind of laughing. You're looking at somebody who is just high on life. They love life. They love nature. They love children. I do see you in relationship. I see you finding a partner. It's just you deciding what you want that partner, what you need or want in your life to have that partner bring. Remember, this is to be a shared relationship. So I do see you with children, could be children and animals, but I see little ones around you, healthy foods, lots of laughter, chatty, like meaning intelligent communications, not somebody who is void of intelligence or somebody who's ignorant or choosing not to better themselves. Like this just feels open. So my suggestion, Ashiel, would be to create a wish list, and you're going to put a line down the center of the paper. On one side of the paper, you're going to write all the things that you wish for in a relationship, you want. Like you're saying, like this person has to have blonde hair, brunette hair, or certain color eyes. You want somebody with good teeth, takes care of their health, takes care of their teeth, takes care of their body. Somebody who is nature-loving, loves walks in the parks, beaches, being in the mountains, whatever that might be. Someone who's got very little emotional, mental, or physical baggage. Their parents will love you. You will love their parents. They will adore you. You will adore them. If they have children and you're willing to embrace that person's children, that they will love you. They'll be intelligent. So think about all the things that you want. And actually, you can just keep it that way on that one page. Do that. Then what I want you to do is go to another sheet of paper, and I want you to rewrite your wish list and add in anything that you forgot on that first page. Then what you're going to do is go back to that first one that you wrote, and you're either going to burn, boil, or bury it. And that second sheet of paper, once you've completed your second list, you're going to put that under your pillowcase, and you're going to sleep on it. for 3 to 7 days, nights. And then you're going to take it out on the 7th, and you're going to review it and decide whether you need to write a new one. Because during that time, what you're doing is getting clearer with the universe, and you're telling the universe what you're trying to call into your life, what you're telling. But you don't want to get into the I don't want, because the universe doesn't hear that. The universe feeds on your emotions. So you want to steer clear of negative emotions. Now, on my website, I believe it's at the bottom of the page, NicoleMHenderson.com, there should be an emotion chart. Get a copy of that and pay attention to when your energy dips into the negative emotions, and then purposely and intentionally move your energy up the scale. Imagine or visualize other things that will get you on into those positive emotions, because the more you stay in the negative emotions, the more the life, more life ends up staying in the blasé or negatives. Got me?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
All right, cool. And if you want to do some work together, just get in touch, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, so now we have more people. So we have Asheville, we have New York, we have California, and Georgia. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to Georgia first, and then we'll go back to California.
Okay. So Maddie from Georgia.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, dear. What's your birthday?
1-7-45.
Okay. And what's your question?
My question is, I have a large sum of money that I invested. I invested some money some years ago, and there's a large sum of money owed to me. Every time I get an update, it always sounds good, but nothing has manifested yet. So do you see that ever happening?
Okay. Well, it feels like it would take, it still is taking time. However, understanding the working components, it feels like they're not being as forthright with the information, like what's happening. So it kind of, if I'm just feeding off of your energy, Maddie, it feels like you feel like it's dead. Like it's like they're just feeding you empty words. So what you want to do is get, again, shift. I just spoke to Ashiel about emotions. It's the bottom of my webpage, and pull the chart, the emotion chart. And what I want you to do is look at the emotion that you're holding around this particular investment, because what we think we create out here in our physical world. So what we want to do is get our heads into alignment with the joy that we would experience upon the completion of a deal. So you want to look at the potentiality as opposed to looking at the lack of information that you're getting or the any lack of information as, well, this is just going to be left unfulfilled. Like, I'm not going to get what I want out of this. So what we want to do is shift your perception. This wouldn't happen to be, is this around cryptocurrency or something else?
Oh, it's something else.
Okay.
Not only that, it's a group of people involved that invested money.
Okay. So
the only one.
There was a question I was going to ask you. Hang on, I need to be clear on the question so that we can get to the answer. So often we just need to adjust the question. So let me think. So it's an investment, and there's a group of people involved. What I want you to do is hold in your mind what this investment is. You don't have to say it out loud. I need to be able to, like, hijack your thoughts and ride in on it like a lightning bolt. I want to be able to feel it to see if there's any merit. The date or the year that comes through is 2024. However, it could move into 2025. Why? It feels like they keep hitting roadblocks, or they're like things are changing, policies are changing. It feels like there's more going on behind the scenes than they want to get into. They're trying to hold good energy around it. If this you know, there's a lot going on here in the political arena as well as big industry in the world, and there's a lot of control and manipulation going on. So many of the deals that should have already been completed, that have been hanging out there in the fray, are waiting to see. It's like every time they make some progress, there's something else implemented or somebody else tells them why they can't move forward. So, I mean, if you, short of getting a hold of customer support to say, I need more info, or if you could refer back to your, if you made the investment and there's an IPO, like you look back at the information you were provided to make a decision about the investment, that you may find, you may find in the fine print those roadblocks, the risk management that they'd have to be mindful of. And that'll tell you what's, like how what's going on in this economic climate, how it may be influencing what they're trying to complete. This way, because often we forget about those IPOs and all that great intel that they put together. And that risk part of that business plan should be listed in there, like what roadblocks they or hurdles they might have to get over. And that may help you to understand where they are. Okay?
Okay. That was great enlightenment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Maddie. Okay, so you said you wanted to go back to California, or you want to go to New York or to Charlotte?
California, and then we'll go to Charlotte.
Okay, Donna, you're here.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, hi, Donna.
My birthday is April 22nd, 54, and I have a housing appointment. I'm on HUD. You know, I get Section 8. And every year they have a determination where you go in and you fill out all these papers and then they decide if they're going to give it to you for the next year. Will I pass mine?
Oh, it's interesting. There's something that comes to mind. And do you mind, this may be a little uncomfortable for a moment, but I hope that we can shed some light on the energy that's around you. Okay, is it okay if I speak frankly and not censor?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So no judgment here, but the question that came to mind, Donna, and I can hear a lot of noise in the background, so you might want to mute so that I can stay focused on you.
Okay, hold on.
Sure. The question that comes to mind is, why do you believe that you're not worth more than that? So it feels to me like when I'm in your energy field that you could have and be and do so much more in life, but for some reason you are holding yourself back and feeling like this is all you're worth. So it kind of feels like you're not stretching your wings. Let's put it this way. If God sent you here, the universe sent you here to be a light, why would you not want to embrace your light fully and be that divine self that you came here to be, instead of just subsisting, existing, feeling unworthy, feeling as if you're waiting for somebody else to tell you whether you're worth it or not? Now you can come back off of mute. Tell me how you feel about what I just said.
I guess I've had so many disappointments. I've had so many hurts in my life. I mean, if I were to tell you, you wouldn't believe all the hurts I've had in my life and betrayals and everything.
The world's full of them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So it's been tough. And then, excuse me. Also, I've had psychotic breaks. That's been very hard. Maybe in my lifetime, about 7 of them. And
were they medically induced, medically or chemically induced? Were you taking any medicine at the time that those were happening?
I took medicine, and then I got off the medicine, and that created it.
Okay. So it feels like it has more to do with the medication. So that doesn't mean that you're always going to fall back into it. It just may be we need to get to the crux of the health issue so that the other health issue that made you want to take the meds or agree to take the meds, which then led to the psychotic break. Okay.
Right. I was hearing things. Yeah.
Yeah, but look, if you're empathic and highly sensitive,
I am.
To everything
I am.
You like me. Okay.
Yeah.
Like me. Then it may not be that you're psychotic or that you're hearing voices. Look,
I agree.
When I am asking, when I'm asking the universe for information, I'm listening to the wind, the water, the trees, the animals. I'm feeling like I perform a technique called cell-to-cell communication. It's also known as entanglement. So when I'm focusing on your birth date, I'm actually stepping into your body, seeing what you see, feeling what you feel, experiencing your life like you do. So I get to be you for a little while. Now, being an empath doesn't mean that you should let your life be consumed by all of that energy. It just means you need to learn how to talk to it, communicate with it, understand what the universe is trying to tell you. So perhaps now, instead of feeling like you're broken and there's something wrong, that it's time for you to embrace the power of who you are as an empath and learn more. Now, if you want to come play in Tennessee, that's great. We'll do it at Gentry Farms, or we can do it online, on Zoom, in the Heal platform, or however you want to do it, or if you just want to do your own work through the book, then we'll make sure that I lead you to where you can get the book so you can do the work. But great, you want this HUD housing. However, I'd like for you to stretch your imagination to experience your life in that divine energy that you came here to be, Donna. So imagine or visualize the you that doesn't need HUD housing, because you are so much more than that and doing so much more. I'm not saying there's something wrong with HUD housing. What I'm saying is what came through first in your energy field as you asked your question was, I'm worth more than this, but guess what? This is all I can get because I'm broken. So it's time for you to understand, and that's, you're here for a reason. So if you want to change your life, there are tools available for you to do that. Just make a connection with me, and we'll figure out what's going to be the best route for you. Can you get the HUD housing? I believe you can. It's like playing a game of Russian roulette. You're in line. You're waiting for your next turn. And it's unfortunate. It's very disempowering. So perhaps while you're waiting, focusing on what it is you need in your life to embrace the true power that's inside of you, not being afraid of that empathic stuff, or connecting with the universe and hearing those inner voices of all of those atoms and cells and molecules that dance around us. I mean, it's really a very miraculous world to live in, and you can do it very groundedly. It doesn't have to be some woo-woo mystical thing, like I don't know where my intuitive abilities come from, or that I should be ashamed of the voices that are in my head. And let's work on the other side of it. If there is a chemical imbalance in your brain, most often those have to do with not genetics, but the foods that we're putting into our body. So imagine that what you put in, you get out. If you're eating crappy because of lack of money, then perhaps surfing the aisles that have the fruits and vegetables and stay out of the bag, boxed, and processed foods that have a lot of yucky stuff that your body can't deal with, perhaps you need a little more guidance when it comes to what you're putting in to get more out of what's going on in your head, okay? So when I'm doing this work, I'm looking at physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. I'm looking at multidimensional self, not just one side. Be mindful of anything and everything that you're doing in your life. Make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. What's your phone number again, please?
704-791-7638. And just know, text me. Don't call, because everybody will be blowing up my phone, and I'll answer the texts as they come in. Be patient. I'll get back to you.
And you can also use Nicole's email, cnicole@protonmail.com. That's another way to have a 15-minute assessment with Nicole, and at a discounted price, or also to get into any of the programs that she's offering. She's telling you, I don't know if they are listening, but what I'm listening, Nicole, is that you are willing to make it happen. So contact her, and they'll find a way to have the connection. Excellent. Where it is what you need and what she has. So
yeah, there is no one, Claudia, just to let everybody know, there's no one size fits all. I meet you where you are, and we determine what course of action is best for you. The tools in my toolbox are vast. So I'm not going to be lacking in the tools that we can tap into to help you. It's just what's going to be right for you, what your body, what your energy feel, what your spirit is ready for right now in this present moment, and then moving forward. So it will open doors to other things.
Wow, Nicole. Well, we have reached the end of today's show, and as always, we have many callers waiting to have a reading with you. So remember, Nicole comes back the last Friday of every month. July 28th would be her next show. The best way to say thank you to Nicole and to make sure that your call is taken is to use Take My Call. And it is also in the same arena of thought is that go to paypal.me/PUREECO and then add the amount that you can. The amount that you are willing to set for you to make sure that your call is taken first. Is there anything else, Nicole, that you want to say before we finish today?
Nope, just want to give my love to everyone and say thank you for being here today. Be kind to yourself, be kind to other people. Everybody's going through something right now. And know that I see you, I feel you, I want to help as much as I can, and you all choose to be well. Thanks. We'll see you next month.
It's time. Wake up.